there's more movie themes being played that David Ferrer has no idea what any of them are. But he's not here today because he was busy seeing Metallica last night with his daughter. So he had to take a morning off. But that's okay. He gets a vacation time every once in a while. He's allotted his regular time off. And that gives me the opportunity to come in and chat movies with my bud, Russ Collins. How are you this morning, sir?
Good. It's good to be on the air with the chief here. So congratulations on wrapping up a great fiscal year just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I feel like we just ran 14 marathons.
And you did.
Man, and I heard you have some funding news as well. I saw an article in M Live. What do you got going on downtown at the State and Michigan Theaters?
Well, we had a couple of donors who got together and made a $200,000 matching gift contribution. So between now and the end of August, anyone that donates money to support the State and Michigan Project, which is the renovation of the State Theater and historic preservation work at the Michigan Theater, those gifts are matched one-to-one.
Oh, so cool.
Whatever you give, it's doubled.
So info at the website, right? MishTheater.org?
Yep. You can get information there. And the construction project is pretty darn exciting. We have a major kind of steel erection that needs to happen to make the theater 3 and 4 work. And we just had Matawi Tile come in and put up they're putting up a surround around the drinking fountain. So
that's cool.
Narwhal Matawi, one of our great local artist, designed a custom tile and a custom design, so it's very cool.
You know, that's just like you, using local artists to do that kind of stuff, Russ. I like your spirit of community, sir.
Well, it was definitely a community project, and we thank our board chair, Hillary Mert, and one of our other great helpers and supporters, Ruth Bardenstein, who really advocated for that kind of a treatment to a lot of what we're doing. So we're very excited about it, and O'Neill Construction, another local company, and a local architecture firm, Quinn Evans, has really, really helped a tremendous. Well, they've made it happen.
So. Awesome, cool. Well, congratulations and future good luck on that project, sir. What's opening downtown? Tell us what we're going to go see this weekend.
Well, I'm very excited to say The Big Sick is opening tonight. It's a little preview screening, and we actually have a 10-minute post screening special content where Kamal Najani is going to do his stand-up routine.
Oh, cool.
That was the source of the movie.
Yeah.
And this is being done in just a few locations around the country, so we're excited about that.
You'll recognize him if you're a fan of HBO's Silicon Valley, which season 3, I believe, just wrapped up. Up-and-coming comic, but a lot of buzz on this movie.
Absolutely. Well, when I was at Sundance, I unfortunately didn't get to see it, but all of my colleagues that saw it, young and old and in between, all liked this movie. As far as I was concerned, it was the biggest buzz movie out of Sundance. And it's about Kumail Nanjiani's stand-up routine that he does, and a graduate student, played by Zoe Kazan, sees one of his pieces and really, really likes it. And, you know, they end up getting together, and they think it's just kind of a one-night stand thing. But it actually ends up developing into a relationship. And Kamal Najani his parents are Pakistani. He was born in the United States, so he's an American citizen,
right.
but a very Pakistani look. He's a follower of Islam, and Zoe Kazan's character is the, you know, kind of all-American girl type, and so they have this interesting negotiation between their parents, a traditional Pakistani family, and a fairly traditional American family, played by Holly Hunter and Ray Romano.
That's interesting.
Zoe Kazan's character's parents. And she is beset with a mysterious illness, and it forces Kumail to actually work with the parents, and which was uncomfortable at first. But the reviews on this are great. In fact, 91% positive critic reviews, but another surprising piece is even more, 93% positive audience
response. Wow, and I see that Richard Roper from Chicago Sun-Times said it was one of the best romantic comedies he's seen in a long time. So a modern twist on the romantic comedy.
Yeah, The Big Sick opens tonight with a special screening at 7 o'clock, and then it continues throughout the week. If you haven't seen The Beguiled, which is Sofia Coppola's film that won her the Best Director Award at the Cannes Film Festival, go check that out. It's got Colin Farrell and Nicole Kidman and Kristen Dunst and Elle Fanning is the young woman.
This is a
character.
Period piece, like post Civil War era.
It's set during the Civil War.
During the Civil War, okay.
In Virginia, in a girls' school, and the Colin Farrell character is actually an injured soldier who's recovering in this girls' school. The Hero, which is a Sam Elliott piece that also stars Nick Offerman and Laura Prepon. I liked it a lot. In fact, I saw it a second time.
Oh, I love Sam Elliott.
And his performance is great. The script is wonderful. He's a washed-up Western actor who is given a Lifetime Achievement Award by a very small group of Western movies.
Sam Elliott and Nick Offerman on the screen at the same time. Does the screen just explode with masculinity and bacon?
Well,
mustaches.
The Nick Offerman character is kind of a schlub, and Sam Elliott is, you know, he's kind of just walking through life.
Right.
He doesn't walk through the role. He's great in the role, but I enjoyed The Hero a lot, and it was a big hit. It was one of the opening night films at the Cinetopia, and then Beatrix at Dinner is a film that stars John Lithgow and Salma Hayek, and two great performances. I did see this at Sundance, and I liked it a lot, and there's a lot of resonance with the current political situation. So that's just showing a few screenings for the rest of this week. We have a Kubrick series that tonight at 9:30 screens 2001: A Space Odyssey, which is
if you haven't seen it in a theater, it definitely is a different movie in the theater.
You have to. It really is. It's a big screen entertainment.
Yeah, and Kubrick definitely made movies for the big screen.
Yep. And then A Clockwork Orange is a week from today at 9:30.
Ooh, another one. Visual.
And then The Shining ends that that series on the
Shining.
The Shining. That's how it's written here. Yeah. But it is The Shining on the 27th. And then our classic series is in the middle of a Hitchcock Goes to Hollywood series. And this week on Sunday at 1:30, we have To Catch a Thief, which stars
Cary Grant.
Grace Kelly, and he's a notorious cat burglar who's retired, but someone is setting him up by doing robberies in his style in his neighborhood, and it's vexing him because he's trying to romance Grace Kelly, and she's one of the characters that gets cat burgled, and she's not too happy about it.
If you ever wondered where some of the stories in today's movies come from, these are the founding principles for a lot of these. Like, I'm an old guy and I'm retired, but somebody's trying to do things how I used to do it. There's 25 versions of it, but the originals are what you want to see here.
Yeah, and it's great. And then The Trouble with Harry is the Hitchcock film is playing on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And then that series continues through the early part of August, and then we continue with a silent film and a sing-along Wizard of Oz and a sing-along Little Mermaid. And a Wizard of Oz screening. So on the 19th, we're having a very, very special screening of Stop Making Sense. This film was directed by Jonathan Demme, who just passed away. This was a film that really, it's the Talking Heads concert movie. It's an excellent, excellent documentary of this concert movie with David Byrne and the Talking Heads. And Jonathan Demme was just a prince of an individual. He was a really nice guy, a wonderful artist that did all kinds of different films.
Yeah, and even if you're not into the Talking Heads, it's a really good art documentary about how they construct their sound and the concert stuff. It's really interesting.
And then the concert footage is also a lot of fun. I mean, back in the day when this first came out, literally we would do this at 7, 9, and 11, and we would get 3,000 people, 1,000 at each screening. It was amazing.
It's like getting in a time capsule, too, because you're going back to 1983
right.
and seeing the world as it existed then, so it's kind of interesting.
It's very cool. Opening at the multiplex is War for the Planet of the Apes.
The third one.
And this has actually gotten very good reviews, 93% positive reviews, and the critical consensus is that it's breathtaking special effects and powerfully and poignantly done.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson is gritty, let's just say, in this one.
Yeah, he's trying to kill as many apes as possible. And Wish Upon, which is a high school drama, horror piece about a girl who finds a box, all of her dreams come true, and then all of her relatives and friends
start
to die.
So we've reached that point in the Hollywood cycle that Ryan Phillippe is playing a dad now.
That's right.
Wow. We've come full circle.
It's true. It's
the seventh sign of the apocalypse, I believe.
Now, as great as the reviews are for War of the Planet of the Apes, there were no reviews for Wish Upon, so who knows?
And that is usually not a good sign when they're not doing screenings in advance. Russ Collins, thank you.
It's a pleasure.
This is WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.